Good morning. We're holding in Chayodim Klal Aleph, Simon Hay. And here the Chayodim lists the six mitzvahs to midigos. This is actually part of the Sefer Chinuch. In his introduction, he points out there are six mitzvahs to midigos, and this is the formula that he has of the six mitzvahs to midigos. There's no Gemara which says that. This is put together by the Sefer Chinuch. There's a Sefer called Sefer Charedim, which is a different Sefer HaMitzvahs, written in the city of Tzvas, later than the Sefer Chinuch. He also has a list of mitzvahs to midigos, and he actually has more than six. We'll see that at the end that the Chayonim, who actually wrote a version of Kitzur Sefer Charedim, he took the Sefer Charedim and wrote it and reduced it into a shorter version, will make a reference at least to one of the mitzvahs that the Sefer Charedim lists as part of his mitzvah to midigos. So I'm not going to read every part of the paragraph, it's going to take us more than one day, but let's at least read some of the significant points over here. So Simon Hevelohen mitzvahs hatliyas belev v'chiyuvin tamidi. So there are mitzvahs which are mitzvahs belev. All of these six mitzvahs are mitzvahs belev. It only allows it to be constant. It's something which a person does in their heart and their mind, as opposed to actions are more difficult to say that they're going to be constant. Every moment the person has a chiv to be aware of and do these mitzvahs. Every moment that you think about them, you will fulfill the mitzvahs. Hasei means they're available to do at all times. Well, we will see that some of them, there are the moments where you have a chiv to be aware of them, and the moments where it's something that you could be doing, not that you're, that if it's not the actual preferred time of the kiyum. The first one is Lahamish Yesh Eloka Echod Ba'olam Shem Tzikol Anim Sos. There is a creator who is the source of everything which exists. Everything which exists came into being through his desire. He was and will exist forever. The Rashi took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. The mitzvahs Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Asher Tzitzicha Me'at Tzitzami Beis Avodim. So the mitzvah is not just the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He exists, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, but also that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and included in that is the Sinas Torah. It's also important to point out that the mitzvah is that Hashem Elokecha, which means the Barshem is our God, which means He has an intimate awareness, interest in our lives, and we should therefore give over and focus, be aware that of the Russian's presence in our lives at every moment. We should not think that the Tzitzis Mitzrayim or the Sinas HaTorah was just happened to be. It was done with very precise awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and interest. Kihu Baruch Hu Mashgiach B'chol Olamos, the Rosham is aware of control of everything. And he points out that this is a mitzvah to not just to know it, but to actually believe it. This is the opinion of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Anoch Hashem Elokecha is the first of the Targum mitzvahs in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, as opposed to an earlier formula of the Targum mitzvahs. The Bahag does not count this as a separate mitzvah. There are two approaches to understand the Bahag. Either this is the foundation for the whole Torah, you cannot even discuss it as a mitzvah. It's only relevant to discuss commandments once you believe in a commander. That's one approach in the Ramban, to the Bahag. The second approach to the Bahag is that this is included possibly in other mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shema, etc. There's actually a medrash which seems to support that. This is included in the mitzvah of Shema. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the first mitzvah is the to live with the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe one practical example of that is when a person is making a decision whether he should do something or not do something, so we weigh the pros and cons. If we weigh the pros and cons and we don't stop and think What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want us to do? So we're not living with an awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives. So that would be a practical example of how, so there, where there's a moment where we should be definitely thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't, we would be being mevatel the mitzvahs asay. But every moment that we live and we stop and think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives, we are fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa.